经我们读《使徒行传》第十章一到二十三节，在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。有一天约在申初，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里说：哥尼流。哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说：主啊，什么事呢？天使说：你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个削皮匠西门的家里，房子在海边上。向他说话的天使去后，哥尼流叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在午正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了想要吃，那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，垂着四角，系着四角垂在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：彼得，起来宰了吃。彼得却说：主啊，这是不可的，凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过。第二次有声音向他说：神所洁净的你不可当作俗物。这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。哥尼流所差来的人已经访问到西门的家，站在门外喊着问：有称呼彼得的西门住在这里没有？彼得还思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说：有三个人来找你，起来下去和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。于是彼得下去见那些人说：我就是你们所找的人，你们来是为什么缘故？他们说：百夫长哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，为犹太通国所称赞。他蒙一位天使指示，叫他请你到他家里去听你的话。彼得就请他们进去住了一宿，次日起身和他们同去，还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。
44
还有 一节是44节。彼得说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
Amen. Well, I want to have us focus on a story in the New Testament, a true story in Acts chapter 10.
今天大家请好好看一看在《使徒行传》第十节十章的这个故事。
It tells us the story of how the gospel first came to Gentiles.
这个故事讲的就是神的福音是怎么传到外邦人，第一次传到外邦人那里面。
And as we've read briefly, you'll see that it's a miraculous story.
当我们读的时候，你们可能已经意识到这是一个神迹。
The Apostle Peter has arrived into the town of Joppa, which is along the Mediterranean Sea.
使徒彼得来到了地中海旁边的一个地方，叫做约帕。
We don't know how long this journey was, but when he arrived, he was very hungry.
我们不知道彼得走了多久，但是我们知道他到了那个地方的时候，肚子已经很饿了。
Now they knew he was coming, and they began to prepare for him, but it still was not dinner time, so he went up to the rooftop to pray.
因为人们在做饭，等着招待他，还没有到开饭的时间，彼得就到房顶上去祷告。
And while he was on the rooftop, he fell into a trance, and he had a vision.
他在房顶祷告的时候，突然魂游向外，看到了一个异象。
In verse 9, it says, About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up to the roof to pray.
第九节说，第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在正午上房顶去祷告。
He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance.
觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外。
And he had an incredible vision from the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的关系，他看到了一个很神奇的景象。
There was a large sheet, and it was full of all of the foods that Jewish people of the day were forbidden to eat.
他看到了一块大布，里面包着所有的那些当时的犹太人不敢吃的东西，那些动物。
And Peter makes it clear in the passage, nothing of whatever it was on that sheet had ever entered his digestive system.
彼得知道那个布下面盖的那些个动物走兽，他从来都没有吃过。
He had been very faithful to obey all the dietary laws of the Old Testament, which number approaching 667.
他一直是很虔诚地遵守旧约里面那些600多条诫命。
But the sheet comes down, it goes back up, it comes down, it goes back up, it comes down, it goes back up. And he hears a voice that says, eat. Eat what is in the sheet. What was forbidden, I now command you to eat.
他看到这块布一会儿升起来，一会儿降下去，里面盖着那些昆虫和走兽，并且有一个声音向他说，你这些都可以吃的。
And in verse 15 it says, do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
15节说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
This command came to him three times, and then the sheet was taken back to heaven.
这个命令向他发出三次，然后那块布就被收回去了。
And Peter, he doesn't really have a clue what's going on. It's like he was pondering the vision that he had because it made no sense.
因为这个意象很奇怪，彼得不知道是什么意思，他就在心里面思想。
What the Holy Spirit was doing was even greater than just a vision, no matter how miraculous that was.
虽然神行了这么一个神迹，但是呢，圣灵所做的工却远远大于他所看到的这个意象。
Because 24 hours before that,
就在彼得看见这个布的24小时之前，
a Roman soldier by the name of Cornelius, who was in charge of 100 men, he also had a dream.
有一个罗马的百夫长，他也做了一个梦。
He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius.
他在梦里看到神的天使过来跟他说，哥尼流。
And he was really afraid.
他很害怕。
The angel said, Cornelius, all of your prayers and your gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial, an offering to God, and he is very pleased that you have done all of these things in seeking him.
这个天使对哥尼流说，你以前做的好事，神都已经纪念了。
Here's what I want you to do. Send men to Joppa. It was 35 miles away. Caesarea to Joppa. Send your men.
让他天使随即吩咐哥尼流说，送把几个人打发到约帕去。约帕离哥尼流所在的那个地方大约有30多英里。
He said to go to such and such a place, to Simon Tanner's home, the Tanner's home, whose house is by the sea, and there is a man there named Peter, who I want you to have your men bring back to be with us.
天使吩咐他派人到海边一个削皮匠家里面找到彼得，并且把他带来。
And Cornelius obeyed.
哥尼流就听了天使的话。
When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants, and he told them everything that had happened to them, and he sent to Joppa.
然后哥尼流就派了一些人去到约帕。
It was well over a day's journey.
从凯撒利亚走到约帕要一天多的时间。
Now they arrive in Joppa the next day, just as Peter has concluded with an angel his vision.
这一队人走到约帕的当天，正是彼得看到异象的同时。
Verse 19. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them.
19节说，彼得还思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说，有三个人来找你，起来下去和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我差他们来的。
Peter said, Why have you come?
彼得就问说，你们来干什么？
The men said, We have come from the house of Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people.
他们说我们是百夫长哥尼流送来了，他是个敬畏神的人。
He goes on and says, A holy angel told him to have you come to us, to his house, so that he could hear the message that you have to say.
他蒙一位天使所指示叫你他请你到他家里去听你的话。
Now, as you know, even today, there are great miraculous movements of the Holy Spirit.
大家知道即使在当今也有圣灵所领导的一些很神奇的运动。
Events continue as they were in the book of Acts, even today.
从使徒行传开始圣灵就在不同的行神迹一直到今天。
Your great country has experienced one of these tremendous movements of the Spirit of God.
我们的祖国中国也蒙受了这样的恩惠。
I was just in Ethiopia a few days ago, and they have experienced a tremendous movement of the Spirit of God.
牧师他前几天在埃塞俄比亚，也在那里面见证了神的神迹。
What do these movements have in common?
这些事情有什么共同点呢？
What is it that the Holy Spirit is doing, and how can we recognize it and be a part here in the United States of America?
圣灵的工作是有什么特点呢？我们怎么样能够认识什么样的事情是圣灵的工作呢？我们在美国如何参与圣灵的工作呢？
As you read this passage, I believe there are three components that we can identify as an indication that the Spirit of God is at work.
我们在读这一章的时候，可以找到有三个元素可以帮助我们来认清。
First, these movements are dependent upon leaders hearing from the Spirit of God.
第一点就是这些运动都是由一些领导，这些领导他们都亲自听到了神向他们讲的话。
Peter heard from the Holy Spirit, and what did he do?
彼得听到了圣灵的指示，他做了什么呢？
He obeyed.
他遵从了圣灵的指示。
Cornelius, a centurion, a proselyte with the Jewish religion, was eager to obey the angel and to send men to Joppa.
哥尼流这个意大利的一个虔诚的一个犹太人，他听到了天使对他的说话，他也是非常心甘情愿的遵从。
In the country of Ethiopia, all over the country, about 15 years ago, in the Coptic Eastern Orthodox Church of Ethiopia.
15年前在埃塞俄比亚的一个正统的教会里面。
Young men and young women of high school age or college age were being encouraged in their heart to read the Bible for the first time.
在那个教会里面他们的中学生和青年的大学生都受了圣灵的感动，想要第一次拿起圣经来研读。
They began gathering in small groups in homes and reading the scriptures, which they had never read before.
他们就自发的组织在个人家里面开始读圣经。他们以前都从来没有读过圣经的。
Even though the Word of God is highly respected in the Eastern Orthodox Church, the people are not normally encouraged to read the Scriptures.
在那个东正教会里面，虽然人们非常的崇拜圣经，但是一般的会众是不读圣经的。
These young men and women began reading the Gospels and Acts and the New Testament, and they discovered the grace of God.
这群年轻人就从福音和使徒行传开始读。
It was similar to this passage.
他们读到了我们今天读的类似的信息。
Cornelius had searched the Jewish religion and the Jewish scriptures looking for salvation, for grace.
哥尼流这个人他一直在寻求犹太教里面的教义想去通过这些教义来得到拯救。
And here the Spirit of God encourages him in his search and answers his deepest longing, and that is to know the love and the forgiveness and the grace of God.
神的灵啊应了他的寻求来告诉他什么是啊爱和这些神的指示。
Communism said, do not touch the Bible, do not respond to religion. It is an opiate, it is a drug for the people.
在社会主义国家不允许人们读圣经，因为这些宗教和圣经都被认为是精神的鸦片。
But young people all over China and young people in the former Soviet Union began to wonder, well, why is it they don't want us to read this?
但是在中国的年轻人和在前苏维埃的年轻人，他们都很好奇，他们想知道说圣经里面到底讲了什么。
And they secretly began to read the Word of God.
然后他们就悄悄地开始读圣经。
The first common component I see of a movement of the Spirit of God is that men and women and boys and girls are listening. They're listening to the Spirit of God and they're ready to obey.
所以牧师觉得第一个明显的这个元素就是当这些人不论他们是男女老少当他们听到了圣灵的这些启示以后他们就非常虔诚地遵行按照圣灵的启示来办。
Cornelius obeyed.
哥尼流他是遵守了神的指示。
The servants obeyed.
他的仆人也遵守了他的指示。
The guard obeyed.
他派去的兵也遵守了他的指示。
Peter obeyed.
彼得也遵守了圣灵的指示。
They were hearing from the Spirit of God to obey.
因为他们听到了圣灵的信息，他们知道是要遵从。
As we read the Word of God each day,
当我们每天读神的话语的时候，
Jesus said, "If my Word abides in you,"
耶稣告诉我们要让他的话常存在我们心里。
And you abide in my Word.
我们也存在他的话中。
You will ask whatever you want, and I will give it to you.
你如果想要什么，你就求，你就会得到。
These great movements of the Spirit of God, even within our families, they begin happening because we are hearing from the Word of God, we are hearing from the Spirit of God.
这种圣灵的工作也可以是在一个人的家里面展开，当家里面的人同心的听到了圣灵的指示的时候。
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice."
耶稣曾说，我的羊认得我的声音。
They know it. They recognize it.
因为他们知道，他们能够认出这是主耶稣的声音。
They obey it.
而且他们遵从。
They begin to see miraculous things happen. Our children come to faith.
然后他们就看到了神奇的事情，比如说孩子也信主。
Their lives and our lives are changed and enriched.
我们就可以看到我们的生活，我们的孩子的生活都会将大大的改变，都会变得非常的美好。
The movement of God is spirit dependent and supernatural.
这就是神带领的运动，它是靠他的圣灵来完成的，而且是超乎人的所想。
It begins by abiding in the Word of God.
它都是从人们好好读圣经，读神的话语开始的。
The second thing that impresses me is that it is apostolic.
第二个元素就是
apostolic, like the Apostle Peter, the Apostle.
第二个元素就是学作使徒。
It is a fancy word for sent.
这个英文里面这个词就是说差遣使徒的意思。
The Apostle Peter, the sent Peter. Peter was sent.
英文里面说使徒彼得啊，他还有一个意思就是说被差遣出去的彼得。
We begin hearing from the Spirit of God, and suddenly we discover the plan that God has for us.
我们啊就突然发现，原来神在我们生活中有一个计划。
My mother was sent to me to tell me about Jesus.
牧师的妈妈也是奉神的差遣到他这里面，告诉他神的救恩。
My wife Jill and I were sent to the four little girls that we had to tell them about Jesus.
牧师和他的妻子都是奉神的差遣到他们四个儿女的面前，告诉他们神的救恩。
Peter was sent to Cornelius to tell him of the grace of God.
彼得受差遣到哥尼流那里面，告诉他神的救恩。
And so Peter and those sent from Cornelius now travel back to Caesarea over a day's journey, 35 miles, to bring to Cornelius and his household the grace of God.
现在彼得和那些奉哥尼流差遣的人，他们就回到哥尼流所住的地方，他们要行一整天的路，走过35英里，到哥尼流和他家人住的地方，向他认识的这些人传福音。
Verse 25 says, as Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence.
25节，彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎接他。
But Peter said, no, 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 you must get up. I am only a man myself like you.
因为哥尼流俯伏在彼得脚前拜他，彼得就拉他起来说，你起来，我也是人。
So now they go inside the house, and it's not just Cornelius and his wife and kids, it's everybody they knew. The house is full of people.
现在他们就进到哥尼流的家里面，这个家里面已经坐满了人，不仅仅是哥尼流的直系的亲属，也有他的朋友，还有他村子里面的人。
Because Cornelius, who was hearing from the Spirit of God, was sent to gather all of his friends and all of his relatives so that they too could come and hear the good news.
因为哥尼流这个人，他亲自听到圣灵的讲话，受差遣到他的家附近，他的村庄里面，告诉人，把这些人带来。
I watched as my wife led each of our little children to the Lord and participated in it.
牧师亲眼看到他的妻子怎么样，给他们一个一个的小孩传福音。牧师也和他妻子一起，把这个福音传给他们的孩子。
We were sent to tell them the good news.
因为他们是奉了差遣，告诉自己的孩子这个好消息。
My one little daughter, Nicole, when she was about 4, we were traveling in the car before seat belts. She hung over the front seat and hugged our neck.
他们的有一个女儿啊，很小的时候，他们一起开车出去玩，那个小女儿就这样趴到前座位上，然后抱着他们的脖子。
We were driving that day on Chocolate Avenue in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
那天他们就在宾夕法尼亚一个给小孩子玩的地方，就是那个生产巧克力的Hershey Park.
And we said, thank you, Nicole, why did you hug us?
然后牧师就说，谢谢你，你为什么要这么抱着我们呢？
She said, Jesus makes my heart go thumpity thump.
她说，因为耶稣主耶稣让我感到心里面这样一直跳，一直就感到这种爱。
We were sent. We were sent. We were sent to Nicole to tell her about Jesus.
因为他的父母是奉了耶稣的差遣，来告诉他关于主耶稣的救恩。
Lauren, Nicole, and Kristen, three of our four daughters are having children.
现在他的四个女儿里面有三个都已经有小孩了。
We thought as parents it was a wonderful thing when our kids became Christians.
他们作为父母，作为家长，看到自己的孩子成为基督徒，是个很好的事情。
And it was great. It was better than a Super Bowl party. It was wonderful.
这种喜悦比任何一个世上的喜悦都要强烈。
And then we heard and were present for a number as our grandchildren also discovered the grace of God.
然后作为祖父母，他们也看到他们的孙子孙女如何领受了神的救恩。
Our daughters were sent.
因为他们的女儿是奉了神的差遣。
In verse 44, it says, as Peter was preaching the message, he was only on his second point. He had three other points to go, or at least he wasn't done. He wasn't done with his sermon.
在44节讲到彼得还说这话的时候，这个就是说，在彼得在讲长篇大论的时候，他可能还没有完全讲完，正讲到一半的时候。
Verse 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles.
44, 45节说，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上，那些奉割礼的和彼得同来的信徒见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
These great movements are dependent on the Spirit of God. Leaders hearing from the Spirit of God through the Word of God.
这些神所带领的这些运动，都是由一开始是由那些属灵的人，他们听到了圣灵的话开始。
These movements require not just the pastor, but everybody to recognize that they are sent.
这个神的运动靠的是不是某一些人，而是靠着会众所有的人都意识到自己是奉了神的差遣。
There are people who the Holy Spirit is sending you to that will have an opportunity to hear who wouldn't have heard if you had not gone.
在你们的生命中，神也差遣你们特别去向某些人传福音。这些人如果不是因为你们向他们传福音，他们也许一辈子也听不到福音。
The third component is life-changing.
第三个元素就是神的这个运动是可以改变人生命的。
It is not about the building.
不是看你教会的房子盖得多大。
It is not about my degrees.
也不是看我有多少个学问。
It is about the Spirit of God changing our lives.
这都是神的灵在改变人的生活。
And you are evidence that these movements of the Spirit of God are alive and effective today.
今天我们在座的会众，就是因为我们都是见证神的运动，见证说圣灵在今天还在做工。
Hearing from the Spirit of God, sent by the Spirit of God, changed by the Spirit of God.
我们听到圣灵的话，我们被圣灵所差遣，我们因为圣灵而改变人的生命。
Thank you, Spirit of God, for changing our lives.
主啊，感谢你的灵，感谢你的灵改变了我们的生命。
In Jesus' name, amen.
耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you.